Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi, this is Dee, and this hour with you today is going to be a little different. I have pre-recorded a brand new hour channel around balance, love, and cancer. We are going to be doing this in the moment right now as I record it. I'm already hearing that there is a fourth subject that's coming in, and they're taking me to the sheets. The first sheet, 1 through 5, 5 through 10. Accepting that you are the creation of you, which means accepting that you are the creation of all, aka accepting that you are God. Okay. Now, I don't know how this is all going to come together, and I'm kind of excited about that. I love it when the new information comes in the moment. We're just coming out of Valentine's Day when we have been very focused on love. So that's where they want to start first. So come on, join the ride. Let's find out how all of these things are connected together so we can break free into the conscious creation of wellness around balance, love, cancer, and accepting that we are indeed the creators of us. So I will be taking notes while we're doing this, in case we need to go back and refer to anything, but we're starting with love. So usually I say, okay, tell me all the highest things we need to know about love in the context that we're speaking of in today, which means in the context of what love and balance and cancer, or the lack of cancer, and accepting that I am the creation of me, all has in common. They don't like that question today. So, remember is the highest word. What we need to remember about love. Okay? The first thing that's coming in is, I am it. I am love. So, let us claim right now, and we know that when we claim, we are directing our energy. We are saying, D, know, and be the energy of D that knows that I am love. Okay. The second thing we're going on to that we need to remember, sheets, book, song. I'm going right to happy birthday. That when we remember that we are love, we are reborn. Now, let's talk about what reborn means. In this context, it means born anew. Okay? So, we are born in a new perspective, a new definition of ourselves and of the world and the possibilities in it. Okay, am I done with that? All right, we're going on to number three, sheets, book, song. I'm going to a movie. I'm going to Shawshank Redemption. So what we need to remember is that we absolutely are redeemed now. There is nothing we need to redeem ourselves for. Hold on, I'm writing. It's already done. It's forgiven. It's forgotten. And the channel is saying, move on. Move on into creation and quit focusing on beating yourself up for something you did in other lifetimes, this lifetime, or future lifetimes that you haven't even lived yet. It's pointless. It's wasted energy. Okay, we're going on. Going back to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet. We're going to the genetics list, and I want to remind everybody that the genetics list, according to my channel, genetics is any idea that everyone has decided they will buy into. Okay, going to this page, no, over here, yes, here, 45. Oh, okay, we're going to self-pity. The subject of genetic self-pity. Now, what does that mean? That means that we have all, okay, they're replacing most of us. Most of us have bought into the genetic idea, which means the shared idea, with our families, our ancestors, our loved ones, that we need to, want to, deserve to, attract, never have a problem, and are able to pity ourselves. That, of course, does not coincide, is not a match, is not in harmony with loving ourselves. And remember, that was the first one, is that I am love. Okay, so right now, that is the entire picture or the information that they want to give us about love, that we are it, that when we know it, our definitions of ourself, our perceptions of ourself, and our experiences of ourself are born anew, that we are redeemed. We've always been redeemed. It is our belief, and that coincides with the self-pity, that we, because of our agreement to buy into this genetic self-pity, we have felt like we need to be redeemed. And that has kept us down, held us captive, really made us slaves to our own beliefs. So around all of this, we are claiming the symbol, the formula, invoking the infinity equation. I am love, and in this moment, I am reborn anew. The perspective of me is that I am love. The experience of me is that I am love. I am redeemed in this moment, and in this moment, I choose to join the genetic pool of self-acceptance, self-honor, self-love, and self-acknowledgement. And so it is. Wow. Okay. Good start to the channel. They want to go to balance now. So I'm asking the same question. Or statement, actually, give us everything that we need to remember about balance. And they're taking me to a song, and I'm going to Doris Day, How Much Is This Doggy in the Window? The one with the, you know, I do hope that doggy's for sale. So when we wish for things, this is the highest understanding, yes. When we wish for things that we don't know that we can have or believe that we can't have or can't create, that throws the balance of our energy all off kilter. So wishing for what we cannot have. Now, let's stop a minute and look at it from the point of view of our work. According to our work, we are the creators of us. We are the creators of our life. So, what we know is when we wish for something, we are not consciously creating it. And they're giving me the song, "When You Wish Upon a Star, Makes No Difference Who You Are. Anything your heart desires will come to you." Unless you don't believe it. Well, that's how they finish that phrase. So, again, it takes us really back to the question of faith, doesn't it? Do you have enough faith in your creative ability to know that what you wish on, you can absolutely create? Then they want to go to focus, because if you don't know you can have it, if there is doubt present, they want me to write down doubt, okay? If there is doubt present, you don't hold your focus, people. You go, what's the use? I'll look away from what I want. I will look away from it. And not focus on it, not hold my focus, not hold my belief in me as the creator that I am, because I'm in doubt. And if I'm in doubt, why should I focus on something that I don't know I can create? Again, that throws the balance of creation, of you as creation, and the balance of your energy all off cattywampus, as my mother would say. All right, the third point, we're going back to the sheet. First sheet, second sheet, third sheet. They're taking me to the horror line. Now, we know that the horror line is about knowing. And when the horror line is straight, strong, and through the ID point, you can stay in your knowing. You can feel what the truth is. So when you bring yourself back into your knowing, that is what balance feels like. Wow, interesting. Never quite understood it that clearly before. So when I know, I'm in balance. Am I going on? Okay, sheets. Okay, we're going to, they haven't given me this in a long time. The Book of Mormon, which, interestingly enough, I just saw again. And we're going to freedom. So that's the subject that the play is bringing in, is freedom. When we are able to stay in our knowing, we're free. When we go back into the doubt, we're captive again. We're not free to be the creators that we are. So you can see why they wanted to add already this fourth subject, accepting that I am the creator, because it's dovetailing through all of these already. There's a fifth thing that we're going to, and we're going back to the sheets, and we're going to the first sheet, 5, 5 through 10, 5. Well, it's I accept that I am the creation of all creation. So is that under balance? Huh. Okay. Hold on, I'm writing. Now, that's also a subject in its own right? No. But I'm supposed to keep that on there and it'll lead to something else. Okay. All right. So this part is under balance. I accept that I am the creation of all creation. That means all creation in your world, which means I accept that I am the power that chooses my thoughts and chooses my perspectives. I accept that I am the creation of me and my world through the choice of my free will. So let's review everything here that's under balance then. In order for us to maintain balance, we have to stay in our knowing that we can absolutely create what we want, to hold our focus on that, to allow ourselves to live in the freedom of all possibilities that are open up unto us, and to accept that how we think and perceive the world creates the balance that we are. Did I miss anything? No. Okay, we are going on now to Cancer. Oh, this is so incredibly interesting to me. So let's just look at some of the things we know about Cancer. Cancer is uncontrolled growth of self. And what are cells? Cells are what make up our bodies. They include our DNA. So what do we want? We want balanced growth, not uncontrolled growth. We want balanced growth. And in order to have balanced growth, we have to know we do not have to redeem ourselves in any way. Okay, so redemption was under love, and then balance is a whole subject of its own. So you can see how everything's weaving together already. With Cancer, our DNA doesn't repair itself. So I want you to understand, in the life of a regular cell, it is normal and a part of the normal pattern for the cell to die. It is normal for anything and anybody in physical embodiment for the body to die off. In Cancer, Cancer doesn't want to die. It doesn't die. It rampantly grows. Now, we also talked on the show that one of the main things that ran throughout everything in the body book around Cancer was overwhelm and powerlessness. You know, feeling futile, hating the world, unable to connect and let love in. So, well, I think the way they said it in the body book was a long-suffering victim of a cruel world. Okay? So any and all of those things can apply as the energetic causes of Cancer. But the one they want to highlight the most, I have not mentioned yet, so we're going to find out. Sheets, book, song. Okay, well, they're giving me, I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, warm sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Okay, so we're looking at perspective here. That's the highest word. That's the highest understanding. Yeah. So the first thing under Cancer is perspective. And now they're showing me Einstein. So the way I sum up what Einstein said is, do you see the world as friendly place, or do you see the world as a hostile place? Do you see it against you, or do you see it for you? Because how you see the world is how you see money. How you see the world is how you see your body. How you see the world is how you see your family. And so we want to be very, very conscious that the more positive perspectives we hold of the world, and therefore ourselves and our lives, the more we support health and wellness and a balanced growth. Okay, the next place we're going for Cancer is back to the sheets, and we're going to the second sheet. And I'm going right to a core belief. So many pages here. This page, here, one, yeah. Okay, I can never be God. You can see why they're leaving the other one for last. So let's put these two things together really quickly. If I have the perspective that the world is a shitty place and it's hostile toward me, and I believe that I can never be God and therefore I can never change anything, you can see why we would move into overwhelm. You could see why, let's see, what were some of the other, why we would feel powerless. And powerlessness leads to rage. Why we would feel futile. Why we would hate the world, because we have no power over what it does to us. And it definitely makes us a long-suffering victim. I'm going on. Yes, sheets, book. Okay, they asked me to go to a movie. The first thing that came in was, I guess it's Breakfast at Tiffany's, but I went to Moon River. So am I going to the song? No. Well, this is interesting. I'm going to Breakfast at Tiffany's, and I've never seen it. But they're taking me to Audrey Hepburn's picture, the famous picture associated with the movie, where she's holding the cigarette in the cigarette holder with all the diamonds and accoutrement. And so where we're going is, that's the highest place, that's the highest understanding, is the facade. Okay, now, a facade, as most of you know from Shakespeare, is a false front. And our need, pardon me, I don't mean to dish anybody, but they're showing me the Kardashians. Our need to bamboozle ourselves and people and the world by putting on this front of someone whom we are not is one of the energetic causes for cancer. Am I asking the right question? No. That statement's correct? Okay, so it's the, if we have to put on a facade, at the basis of that is I'm not enough. That's where we're going. Hold on, I'm writing. I'm not enough. Highest, that's correct. Most complete, yes. So, again, if I'm not enough, I have to go out of my way to be more and more and more and more and more and more, right? Which is unbalanced growth. which is what a cancer cell does. So knowing that we are absolutely enough creates our balanced growth. That means, for example, in the world, we don't have to do more than we feel good about. We don't have to do more than our energy supports without taking uppers and energy drinks and all that crap. We don't have to give ourselves up in any way to know that we are enough. Am I going on? Yes. Back to the sheet. First sheet. 1, 2, 5. 2. Okay, we're going to I am power, love, joy, and choice. So I have the power to know I'm enough. I love myself enough to know that I'm enough. I am joyful around knowing that I'm enough. And I absolutely choose to know that I am enough. And around that and everything we've spoken about so far, we are claiming the symbol, the formula, the infinity equation, and the highest claim, I am divine love. So it is. Now we're going to yet another thing on cancer. We're going back to the sheet, the first sheet, back to the second sheet. We're going to the genetic list again, this page here. 1, 2, 5. Okay, we're going to divine right destiny. Now, is that still the highest understanding? The highest understanding of divine right destiny is that we are God. That is our destiny, to be it, to know it, to live it, to experience it. Okay? They want to show us the core belief that we're all, that we all, and all is the right word, not most of us, but all, have chosen to share with everybody else. This page? No. This page here. Are those the highest and most complete words, most correct words? When I come alive again, I am sick. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys. Hold on. I'll put this together. I've got to make a note here. Well, this is just fascinating. So, in other words, if we have that core belief, and I'm being told by the channel that we all do right now, around my destiny of knowing that I'm God, I have to know that the closer I get to knowing that I'm God, the more I have to create sickness, because I'm not supposed to know that I'm God. So I will create a sickness, oh my gosh, that I cannot heal, so that I can feel powerless and not know that I am the power and the choice and the joy and the love. Oh my gosh, this is staggeringly brilliant. So for sure we want to turn this one around, because we don't need a disease to keep us from knowing our destiny, which is that through the free will that we are given, we are the gods of us that create our own lives. So around all of that, fall into your hearts, guys. This is big, amazing stuff. We claim, we invoke the symbol, the formula, the infinity equation, and we claim I am divine love. I absolutely know and accept my divine right destiny, that I am alive, I am knowing, I deserve it, want it, need it, attract it, never have a problem with it, and am able to know that the more I move into the experience of being the God I am, the more alive and well I create myself. That is the law of the God that I am that I just stated, and so it is. Oh, my gosh, this is exciting to me. This is like a mini webinar, isn't it? Okay, we're going to something else about cancer. Sheets, book, song. Well, they gave me happy birthday again. Is that okay? Do I need to take? No, that's okay. When all of this comes together, we will be born free of cancer. That's the highest understanding and the most correct. Wow. When all of what we've just brought in, just channeled, comes together, we are born free of cancer. All right, we're finished with cancer now. Okay, so they're saying it's true, really obvious by now why, knowing that and accepting that I am the creation of me is so vitally important. Because if we don't know and accept that I am the creation of me and my life, we can't turn this around, guys. So let's balance that, invoking the symbol, the formula, I am, divine love, the infinity equation. It is my complete knowing and acceptance of the fact, the experience, the knowing that I am God. I am the God of me. I belong to the One. The One belongs to me. There is all and nothing but the One. And so it is. We turn that around. Good job. Okay. So this is just unbelievably fascinating to me. So we're going to go over and just review here so that we will know unconditionally how all this goes together. Okay, around love, what we need to remember is that we are love. And when we know that, we are reborn. That there is nothing to redeem ourselves for. We're whole, complete, and perfect just as we are. We're forgiven for everything, and there was nothing to forgive us for. And therefore, we can move out of self-pity into self-acceptance and self-honor and knowing our own magnificence. That helps keep us in balance because it gives us the strength to know that what we wish for and focus on and know unconditionally through faith that it is created by us, that keeps our heart aligned and our knowing in place, which allows us to live in the freedom of accepting that I am the creation of all creation. Once we truly accept that, we can shift our perspective of the world. Into knowing and choosing that the whole world is on our side. That everyone loves us. That we are a part of the whole and the whole. As there is only one. We have the power and the balance and the knowing to clearly choose and hold focus on that perspective, which gives us the power to know that I am God, that I'm enough. I've always been enough. I don't have to do too much to be enough. I was born enough. I am created as enough. That allows me to know exponentially that I am power, love, joy, and choice. That it is my divine right destiny that when I come alive again and know that I am God and know that I am love, that I create continual, consistent, glorious health and wellness. When all of this comes together, and it has in this moment, I am born free of cancer. And so it is. Around all this, with an open heart of gratitude and love, we claim and invoke the symbol, the formula, the infinity equation, and the statement that all of those expand out, and the experience of all of those that expand out is, I am divine love. And so it is. Holy God. Okay, they want me. Okay, hear this one? All right, they want me to go back to some notes I took on cancer. Here. There's something we need to understand here. The cell moves through the body. We're talking about a regular cell. Moves through the body using the blood or lymphatic system. And when a cancer cell moves through the body using the blood or the lymph system, it destroys the healthy tissue. Now, what happens when we destroy healthy tissue is we take it out of balance. So, again, I have to grow, I have to grow, I have to get bigger, I have to be more. I'm insatiable, I can't ever be satisfied, right? And you put that through your bloodstream, and it is literally a cancer that takes over. They're telling me that's not the highest way to understand it. The cancer is the need for, the words they're giving me are grabbing life, and stress, and overdoing it. And it all stems from not knowing that we're enough, guys. That is what runs through our energetic system that destroys healthy tissue. Okay. Then what happens is as the cell divides and grows and makes new blood vessels to feed itself. And you know what they're giving me now is the Little Shop of Horrors. And the plant that the lead character keeps feeding, and the plant, keeps going, feed me. And now they're showing me the eye of a needle and referencing the biblical statement about it's easier for a man to get it into heaven or to get a camel through the eye of a needle than get a rich man into heaven. Which is not at all what the quote and passage from the Bible actually says, first of all. But they're referencing and bringing our attention to this need that gets out of control. This need of, I am worth it. I am more. I am important. Look how much money I can make. Look how much I can create in my life. But I'm doing this so that you'll love me. I'm doing this so that you'll know I'm worthy. I'm doing this so everybody will respect me. I'm doing this because I am, what's the word, driven to prove that I am enough. And that wants to keep feeding itself. And when power becomes, boy, I've been looking for these answers my whole life. Oh my God, I'm so freaking love myself that I decided to do this. That when power gets driven by I'm not good enough and I'm going to prove to you that I am, instead of the divine love of service and giving and being joyfully in resigive. Now, you all know resigive is my word. Think of a beautiful, perfect hug, right? When we're in a beautiful, perfect hug, I get hugged and you get hugged equally at the same time. That's what giving and receiving should look like. That's the experience of balance, they said. So they are hastening to point out that they are not saying go out and be wildly successful, but know that you are the creator of being wildly successful while holding yourself in balance, knowing that you are the God of you, knowing that this power comes from the fact that you know you are God, that your divine right destiny is that you celebrate health and wholeness and wellness, because it is coming from a place of joy and resigive and not a desperate place of, okay, you have to love me and think I'm enough. So they're asking us to balance all this. We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the infinity equation, all of which expands out the heartfelt knowing and claim that I am divine love. Okay, we're going somewhere else. On this sheet? No. On this sheet? Okay, well, down here? All right, I have no idea, guys, because this is the sheet that Joni copied for me about how to get on the show tonight. So I'm going up here somewhere. Here, here, here. This side? This side. I'm going to the word attendees. Because it says tell your attendees this, you know, like when we do a webinar, that's the information that I would send out to you. We're just going to the word attendees. Now, all right, let's just look at that word, because an attendee is someone or something that chooses to show up and be present in some kind of energy. Like if you come on to the webinar or the show today, you have chosen to attend the energy that's here. But they're saying that's not the highest thing. All right, what's the highest thing around attend? Or attendee, around attend, sheets, book, they're giving me a song. Well, oh my God, I don't even know what the song is. It's from some religious play or movie about a cripple or a leper. Okay, I got it. This is the highest understanding Most correct, most complete. Okay. When you truly attend to this information, bring yourself present to it. You have to be conscious in this moment right now that you are actually and absolutely and wholly choosing to attend to this information. In other words, be present, know you're present, experience right now that you are in the moment of choice and that you are focused on attending to this information. Wow. So we invoke the symbol, the formula, the infinity equation. I am divine love. Attend that, they're saying. Attend, choose to be present to sending your attention and your direction of energy to I am divine love. And so it is. Okay, there's somewhere else we're going here, and we're going back to the sheets. These sheets, okay. First sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Hang on. Through five, six, seven. Okay. They want us to come together around everything that we have channeled here today. And I say we because the channel opens up exponentially when all of you bring your energy to it. We know that because we're all one. We are coming together and attending consciously to the claim, the statement, and the direction. I am the highest answer, and I am healed. I open my heart. I direct my heart line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point around this. I direct my pituitary and my pineal gland to open wide, receive all the light, all the knowledge around the knowing that I am the highest answer and I am healed. And so it is, which means it's done. And so it is. Attend to what those words mean. Be present. Don't let it just be words, guys. Realize the enormity of the blessing of this show and what's been channeled here. Okay. Are we going anywhere else? Anything else around balance? Around love? Oh my gosh, something around cancer. Oh, okay. That they want us to know exponentially that it's done. The work we've done here today has set us free. We are inviting all energy that wants to participate in this right now. Anyone who has cancer, who is in fear of cancer, who has been touched by cancer in any way through himself or his loved ones, for the very air that knows cancer, for the very energetic body of cancer, we are claiming through this work that we have channeled today that we are free and that we are free to create ourselves in the knowingness and the experience of the God that I am and create health and wellness, freedom and joy in every moment of our lives, because we are the highest answer, and we are healed, and we are the creators of us, and so it is. Okay, I'm asking if there's anything else they want to bring through before we bring the show to a close, and I'm getting a yes. We're going to the sheets, first sheet, 1 through 5. Oh, they're asking us to claim the cocktail around everything we've talked about today. Now, what the cocktail represents is a clear direction to our energy to know absolutely and exponentially that we are God, and that we are the gods that choose to create ourselves as health and wellness, abundance, joy, love, and freedom. Around everything we've talked about today, we claim, please join with me and attend, be present to these words. In all ionospheres and beyond, I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my light. As the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the whole, I am the thought that creates. I am power, love, joy, and choice. And I claim this for all energy in all dimensions, integrated into my divine self. And so it is. We are claiming also all positives on the initial energy transformation sheet, which is the first sheet that we work with. So I'm scanning everything, claiming the positive for all statements here. Are we totally, completely, 100% complete? Is there anything else to do? No. Our job here is done, and we have done it well. Yes. And so, my good friends, wow. You know this was a different show, but how powerful was this? I thank you from the bottom of my heart for staying here, for helping with this channel, for being the amazing, amazing, powerful entities that you are. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love yourselves. Attend to loving yourselves, because you know that's what it's all about. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.